Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In these days leading up to Thanksgiving, a lot of people have made more than one trip to the grocery store getting ready for that Thanksgiving dinner. If you're looking at a traditional dinner, American Farm Bureau says the cost of it down a little bit this year compared to a year ago, just under $50 for a family of 10 or a group of 10 people, and that includes turkey and dressing and all the trimmings. Dr. John Newton is an economist with American Farm Bureau who helped put together this year's survey. He says one of the keys, more turkeys available this year compared to 2015.
In 2016, there are plenty of turkeys available. U.S. producers have responded from the bird flu outbreak of 2015, and USDA estimates that the turkey supply is up about 8% from where we were last year.
No matter your tradition, turkey or ham or a great beef brisket, include in your thanks on this holiday the farmers and ranchers who provide the bounty of the Thanksgiving holiday season. An old friend of ours, Joe Corneli, joining us today as he reports from the Ag Bankers Conference of the American Bankers Association, talking farm policy.
Politics always enters the Farm Bill discussion, but this year's version will be a little bit unique.
The last time a Farm Bill was passed with a Republican House, Senate, and president was 1954, when Dwight Eisenhower was president.
Ed Elfman, vice president of congressional relations for the American Bankers Association. That 1954 version addressed things like parity, food reserves, and wool supports. The focus this time?
One area of the Farm Bill that I think will have some actual traction this year is credit. Credit has not been a big part of the Farm Bill since the 1980s. And part of that has been credit is good, rural America is strong, the economy is strong in rural American agriculture. And there hasn't been a need to really look at credit and how it's associated as part of the Farm Bill. So I think that's one area that's going to come up. Another thing will be support systems, whatever that might look like, especially in cotton country. Cotton is just taking a beating on prices. The insurance program hasn't worked the way they thought it would. And on the dairy side as well, the insurance program hasn't worked the way it would. But it all comes back to being able to pay your obligations and bills, which is all credit related. And this Farm Bill, depending on what the economy looks like in 6 months, could be a lot different than what we've seen in the past.
Along with the Farm Bill, a more robust FSA loan program, and more oversight of the farm credit system are political topics that are on the minds of community ag bankers gathered at the ABA Ag Bankers Conference. I'm Joe Corneli.
Thanks, Joe. You've got farm news on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmers Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.